KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of light rain or light snow, a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Following the investigation into an accident that occurred on March the 21st, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office has charged 19-year-old Benjamin Gerard Earlmeyer of Audubon with leaving the scene of a personal injury accident, failure to report a personal injury accident, possession of alcohol, failure to maintain control, and having no insurance. The accident occurred on Quail Avenue south of Exira near Littlefield Drive, again on March 21st. Earlmeyer appeared before the magistrate Thursday and pled not guilty to the charge. His preliminary hearing was set for May 20th. News time is 8:02.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
One person was injured during a two-vehicle accident Thursday morning here in Atlantic. That happened just before 9 a.m. at the intersection of 9th and Cherry Streets. An elderly female was transported to the Cass County Hospital, reportedly suffering from a head injury. We still have no other details available from the Atlantic Police Department. Authorities in Page County say they're investigating a burglary and theft which occurred sometime between April 25th and May the 1st in rural Clarinda. David Stanley reported to the Page County Sheriff's Department that someone entered his home and took a sharp 37-inch TV and a cup containing an unknown amount of change. The loss was estimated at $370. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report the arrest on Tuesday of a Nebraska man on burglary charges. 34-year-old Albert Thomas Fuller of Omaha faces a charge of third-degree burglary. Fuller was arrested at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail and was being held on bond amounting to $5,000. And Mills County Sheriff's deputies arrested 39-year-old Brandy Michelle Barnes of Glenwood on Wednesday. Barnes was picked up in Glenwood on a warrant for violation of school attendance. Her bond was set at $300. Authorities said also no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle collision Sunday morning about 2 miles north of Glenwood. The accident occurred on Gaston Avenue at around 7:50 a.m. A 2001 Dodge driven by Jack Groves of Glenwood was traveling east on Gaston Avenue when he hit a 2008 Honda driven by Mary Cooper, also of Glenwood. That happened as Cooper was pulling out of a driveway from 23457 Gaston Avenue and attempting to make a left turn. She told authorities she didn't see Groves' Dodge approaching. Groves told officials he tried to take evasive action but was unable to avoid the collision. After his vehicle struck the Honda, it left the road and hit a tree before coming to rest in the north ditch. The hunt for a man suspected of shooting a police officer in northwest Iowa has spread to Omaha. Officers surrounded a block about a mile west of downtown Omaha Thursday night, but Jamal Dean wasn't found during the 90-minute search. He's suspected of shooting Sioux City Police Officer Kevin McCormick. Authorities believe Dean has ties to the Omaha area. Police say McCormick pulled over a car Monday afternoon in Sioux City. He was still in his cruiser when a man stepped out of the car and opened fire with a rifle. McCormick was hit in the head by a bullet fragment. He's since been released from the hospital. A $15,000 reward has been offered for information leading to the capture of Jamal Dean. Elsewhere in state news, Governor Terry Branstad has ordered that all flags in the state be flown at half-staff today to honor a Northeast Iowa soldier who was killed in action in Vietnam in 1967. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Donald McGrain of Waverly was an anti-submarine warfare technician aboard a Sea King helicopter that took off from the USS Hornet to rescue a downed pilot on July 19th of 1967. The helicopter was targeted by a hidden enemy gun as it flew in and was hit and crashed, killing McGrane and three other crew members. Boxes with remains of U.S. servicemen, including McGrane, were turned over to the U.S. in 1982, but it wasn't until 2009 that McGrane's remains were identified. Prior to that identification, investigations in 1994 and 2000 had confirmed a helicopter crash site and remains of other crew members were recovered. McGrane and the three other crew members were buried together at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. I'm Dar Danielson.
The governor has ordered flags to be flown at half staff today from now until 5 p.m. The Iowa Department of Transportation is requesting public input on the proposed improvement of Iowa Highway 92 from Highway 25 in Greenfield east to 1.3 miles east of the Madison County Road P53 in Adair and Madison counties. The proposed project provides for widening, resurfacing, and installing sub-drains from the Greenfield area east to Adair and Madison County line, from the county line east to 1.3 miles east of the Madison County Road P53. The proposed improvement provides for milling and rubblizing the existing service and widening and resurfacing the roadway. Through traffic on Iowa Highway 92 would be detoured, according to the DOT, during the construction phase in Madison County using Iowa Highway 25, Interstate 80, and U.S. 169. The project is slated to be let in 2013, to September of 2013. If you'd like more information or make a comment regarding those proposed improvements, you can contact Don Stevens. He's the Assistant District Engineer at the Iowa DOT District 4 office in Atlantic. His telephone number is 712-243-3355 or 800-289-4368. Comments must be received by May 16th in order to be considered. More drenching rain and heavy snow are pulling most of Iowa out of drought conditions. In a report released yesterday, the State Department of Natural Resources says storms in mid-April largely ended the drought in eastern half of Iowa. Rain also lessened the drought conditions here in western Iowa. Although heavy rain and snow moving through the state Thursday and possibly today don't show up in this report, the DNR noted that conditions would clearly improve due to the precipitation. The report also shows shallow groundwater levels improved in the last 2 weeks in northwest, southwest, and north central Iowa. Stream flows in most rivers were normal, although some in eastern Iowa were above normal. And you can cross another name off of the potential Republican candidates list for the U.S. Senate. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
State Ag Secretary Bill Northey issued a written statement announcing he has decided not to seek the Republican nomination for Iowa's open U.S. Senate seat. Northey wrote that he feels he can be more effective serving Iowans as Secretary of Agriculture rather than engaging in a Senate campaign. Last week, during an interview with Radio Iowa, Northey indicated his analysis of the political landscape in Iowa suggested to him he had a shot at the Senate seat, but personal considerations were a concern. Northey said his family's been farming the same ground near Spirit Lake since the 1930s, and it would be hard for him to turn the operation over to someone else. In his written statement today, Northey indicated he would endorse Congressman Steve King if King decides to run. If King doesn't, Northey says there are many qualified and exciting Republican candidates considering a run. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds announced last week that she has decided against running for the Senate. Democratic Senator Tom Harkin had announced in late January that he would not seek re-election in 2014. Bruce Braley, the Democratic congressman from Waterloo, launched his race for the Senate in early February. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the unemployment rate is now at a four-year low of 7.5%. The government says employers added 165,000 jobs last month and that hiring in the previous 2 months was stronger than first thought. Reports show the job market is improving despite higher taxes and government spending cuts. A fast-moving wildfire in Southern California has cut a 10-mile path to the Pacific, and fire officials say it's continuing to grow. The blaze has burned some 8,000 acres with the help of strong winds, and some 2,000 homes are being threatened. No homes have been destroyed, but more than a dozen are damaged. More than 70,000 people are expected to attend this weekend's annual convention of the National Rifle Association in Houston. The powerful gun rights lobby plans to celebrate its recent victory on Capitol Hill in fighting tighter gun control legislation, but they'll also be getting ready for more political struggles. Gun control advocates say they'll have a presence around the convention. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities, depression,
negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, Social isolation.
Impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Victor Raymond Nielsen, age 91, who's formerly of Walnut, died at the Risen Sun Christian Village in Council Bluffs. Services for Victor Nielsen will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Richard Chris Jorgensen, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Rich Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marion Ruth Hendricks, age 79, of Harlan, died April 26th. Memorial services for Marion Hendricks will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marilyn Erickson, age 70, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Erickson will be this morning at 11:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Melvin Pearson, age 85, of Stewart, died Tuesday in West Des Moines. Graveside services for Melvin Pearson will be today at 1 o'clock at the South Oak Grove Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alfreda Lee Shaw, age 87, of Griswold, died Monday in Omaha. Memorial services for Alfreda Lee Shaw will be today at 2 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Maher Livingston Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. Dale Bloomquist, age 69, from Greenfield, died April 26th in Des Moines. A funeral service for Dale Bloomquist will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Claudie Bagshaw, age 93, of Messina, died Tuesday at her daughter Karen's home in rural Messina. Funeral services for Claudie Bagshaw will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Dwayne Ernst, age 72, of Adair, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Dwayne Ernst will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. William Richard Dick Maines, age 84, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Dick Maines will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Nelson, age 71, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Colleen Nelson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th in Mesa, Arizona. Celebration of Life services for Bob Krauth will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. And John Swisher, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for John Swisher will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. There's more news online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.